Most of the U.S. Midwest is going to be seeing some favorable weather over the next 10 days to 2 weeks. I really can't find much fault in the weather pattern at the moment. There's going to be timely rain for almost all areas, and it looks as though temperatures are going to be warm enough to stimulate some aggressive crop development and quick seed germination for those areas that have more recently planted. The biggest area of concern might remain in the upper parts of the Midwest, where there's still just a little bit too much moisture in the ground and expected to fall over the next week or so, and that will likely keep field work a bit sluggish and raise some concern about the bottom line overall. But that's probably one of the few areas of concern. There's a few pockets that might be a little drier biased in some of the southwestern corn belt as well that need to be watched, and it looks like as we go forward through the next full week, we may see some drying conditions occur aggressively across the lower Mississippi River Basin area, or in other words, the Delta, and into parts of the southeastern states. These areas will see 80 and 90 degree high temperatures on a daily basis, and that will help to accelerate the drying rate as rainfall remains minimal across those areas. For the heart of the U.S. Midwest, though, we do expect the pattern to be quite favorable. We'll see temperatures running in the upper 70s and 80s during a big part of the coming week. I don't see much reason for concern about the drying bias right now, since there is still quite an effort going on to get the remaining crops in the ground for the spring. An aggressive attack on the planting of soybeans will likely continue, as well as sorghum. And, of course, we still have some late corn that's going into the ground across various areas. The weather pattern in this coming week will be somewhat restricted on precipitation, but not necessarily completely dry. We did pick up on some shower activity yesterday across the areas from Iowa into parts of Ohio and Michigan, and the rain was quite varied. We will see some additional showers occurring in this same area, only a little bit further to the south as we go through the day today. The precipitation will probably be more focused on areas from central Illinois into Ohio, and we may see it reach down into parts of the southern sections of these states as we get into the evening hours and maybe overnight tonight. Some of the rainfall will be maybe moderate in intensity. We may see a few areas pick up on a half inch to an inch, but I don't think it's going to be very common. And we'll continue to monitor that. But that's the only disruption to the overall drying bias that will occur in the Midwest for a while here. We do expect showers to also occur out in the Central Plains. And, of course, the plains is what everybody has been focused on here recently. A hard red winter wheat country is still expected to see a generalized rain event occurring over the next several days. Some showers will occur today. They won't be very well organized. They'll favor Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado. And then as we go further out in time, we'll see the High Plains region becoming most favored for thunderstorms beginning tomorrow and increasing as we go from Friday through Monday. In fact, Friday through Monday is when the bulk of the heavier rains will impact hard red winter wheat country, and some 1 to 3 inch amounts will occur with locally greater totals in the southern plains in Texas and Oklahoma primarily, and rain totals across the rest of wheat country will probably run 3/4 of an inch to 1 3/4 inches, except in northwestern areas where there might not be nearly that much rain. The northern U.S. plains is still a concern as well. They will see an increased frequency of rainfall after the end of this week. The next 2 to 3 days will be the last opportunity for extended good drying conditions and warm temperatures across some of the eastern spring wheat areas, which have had so much trouble getting fieldwork accomplished. And in addition to that, we will still see most of the Midwest have a wetter bias in the second week of the 2-week forecast. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.